That's what the game is. So you're dealing with a non-religion, you're dealing with a political system. And I think we should treat it as such and treat its adherents as such as we would members of the Communist Party or members of the fascist group.
Yeah, keep it classic, Pat.
Here. Tommy Toucher, can you say hi?
Hey.
And the thing that we've been playing it now, this is from Pickwick Records. It's called Sounds to Make You Shiver. We're playing that over the Nowhere to Run, Nowhere to Hide soundtrack. We had a little bit of Eno and Cluster with the song Whemmet, and we had some Butthole Surfers bootleg demos. They're coming soon. So I'd like to, oh yeah, baby, hit that up. I like, And be sure to get those tickets soon. But we had the Twin Crystals, this has been CITR 101.9. Stay tuned for the next upcoming show, which is the River Robin.
What are you doing, man? It doesn't matter, our show was so good. We really did a good job, guys.
Yeah, that was a high five. You're hanging, banging, banging, clanking, clanking.
Come on, my butt. Woo! Woo!
That is the sound of a pregnant Mormon teenager hanging out in here with my five-year-old. We're all hanging out. We're all doing a little bit of glue.
Just shove the beer pop out, bro. I won't talk about
Daddy, I don't want to have any more glue.
Well, you're going to have to have a lot of glue if you want to build chest hair.
It's better than milk. Better than milk. Better than milk. Better than milk. I got my milk. If I talk like this over this record, nobody knows if it's me or the record.
Welcome to The Rib on CITR 101.9 FM. Here is Robin. Here I am. And we were just listening to Dustin O'Halloran's new CD, Vorleben, which translates to afterlife, I think. I don't know. I only took 1 year of German, so I could be wrong. I have a little bit to talk about today on The Rib here on CITR about this kind of music that has come about recently. I've been listening to stuff like Hauschka, Johan Johansson, stuff like this Dustin O'Halloran CD. And I'm just looking on the website here, and they've called it, what, post-classical music. The broad-reaching, quote, post-classical field. And I have a problem with this. I have a little bit of... Well, first of all, there is an initial problem being that classical music was, like, a very specific period of music that happened way long ago that is no longer happening now. So everything written after, like, Mozart's time is post-classical. That's the way it is. Second of all, I don't know. This music is so beautiful, but is it interesting? And that's sort of one thing that I'm thinking about while I listen to this. It is just, like, gorgeous. But is it really that new? I mean, there's a lot of minimal elements in it, and minimalism is one of my favorite sort of subgenres of music today. But I don't know, like, Philip Glass takes a lot of slack too. People are always making fun of him. I think his music's more interesting than this. It's interesting. This is still good, though, in a way, because of the simplicity, which really is, without that, it would just be, I don't even know where it would be. So, I'm going to play more of this album today, because I want, if you have any thoughts on this, I'd love to hear it. You can always call in at 604-822-CITR, and call in and let me know what you think about this issue. Is it even an issue? I don't know. I mean, if someone wants to make beautiful music, so let them, right? But in the meantime, I'm going to play something else before I come back to this. I have an album in front of me here. This is by St. Dirt Elementary School. This is my feature for today. Okay. The album is called Abandoned Ballroom, and I went to a house show recently, which is so the best. I love these. You know, you get a really intimate space going, and you have people that you know or that you know a little bit come and just listen to an artist or a couple of artists do their thing. And you get to meet them and chat with them and have a beer with them. And it's so intimate and awesome. And I met the guitarist who plays Lap Steel on this album, Mike Friedman. He's from New York here. But he's playing with 7 other people on this album. And this is put out by Barnyard Records. Okay. And I'm going to play the second track to this. First, I'm going to play, it's called Zombies Love Dance Into This Number. And then after that, I'm going to throw at you another track by this Dustin O'Halloran dude. I guess I will, I was trying to find two contrasting pieces of music on his album, and it was a little bit challenging, but I did really like the last track. So I'm playing the first and the last track, technically. But first here, let's listen to something by St. Dirt Elementary School.
Joe, you start with these riffs in your head.
We're good.
And something you want to say, and you want to spin gold, but the thing is, people don't want your sounds. They only want...
You people, you're the fucking coolest!
Just fucking use you. You know what I'm saying, Joe?
What is that? What is it? One more shot, a salute?
Tune in to Sore Throats and Clapping Hands, hosted by Robert Privet, Monday evenings at 6:30 on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
And in the end, it's love. And in the end, it's love. And in the end, it's love.
So, I don't mean to be so hard on this artist, Dustin O'Halloran. You just heard the 10th track, the last track from his newest album. Where did I put it? Grr! Oh, here it is. It's called Vorleben, which actually I think means past life. I don't know. It's hard. German is hard. This was recorded live in Berlin. Even though he's actually from the States. And, yeah, I mean, what I said earlier, it's still beautiful music. That is, in the end, what it is. But I'm challenging you listeners to argue with me here. If this is really post-classical music, why is it called that? Is it interesting? I mean, there's still what I consider classical or post-classical music being in, if I want to define it differently, music coming out of the classical tradition in like a more linear trajectory, I would, you know, that's what a lot of people call, quote, new music. This is like a weird way to name things. Right? No one really knows what to call it right now. New music or new classical music. I don't know. It's hard. But it's different from this. It's different, I think, generally, because, well, who knows? This, Dustin O'Halloran was self-taught. He'd been playing since he was 7. And, yeah, I'm going to put this aside now. That's enough of that, right? That's okay. What I'm going to throw at you now is another track by The Feature album for today, St. Dirt Elementary School. The album is called Abandoned Ballroom, and I'm going to play the title track from that. And following that, I'm going to play something by Oneida. I don't know. This is a new album they've put out. It's called Absolute 2. And I'm playing the second track from that. It's called Horizon. And this maybe one of their stranger albums. Let me just check here. I forgot where they're from. Oh, yeah, they're from Brooklyn. And I think they have been around for a few years now. They've put out several albums. This is their newest one here, Absolute 2. I don't know what else to say about them, really. I don't know a lot about them. I'm just going to play it. But first, here is the track Abandoned Ballroom. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we just heard St. Dirt Elementary School, and nobody's calling in. Does nobody want to argue with me? Well, okay. Here's something easier. Are you ever sick in the summer? Because I woke up yesterday with a cold. And I was like, nah, it's allergies. Nah. No, but I have a cold. And it's August. And I wasn't even cold. I don't even remember being cold in the past, like, 2 weeks. Anyway, 604-822-CITR. I'm putting on a long track. This is Oneida or Nita, whatever they're called. Oneida. From the album Absolute 2. This is the track Horizon. It's 10 minutes long, so call me up. Either way, say something.
Thank you.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts downtown at 212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, Heart and Soul Clothing Incorporated, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinema Tech, Scratch Records, True Value Vintage, Vinyl Records, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
All right, looks like nobody gets sick in the summer except me. I'm just trying to get someone to phone. The number is 604-822-CITR. You're listening to The Rib, and I'm Robin. Here's another one. How about this one? Social Network is a Chachi movie. How about that? Would you call in to argue that with me? In the meantime, let me tell you, we were just listening to Onita, the new album, Absolute 2, and that was the second track called Horizon. I'm now going to play a track by my feature today. If you're just tuning in, it's St. Dirt Elementary School. Their new album is called Abandoned Ballroom, and this is Lullaby for Naughty Children. Following that, I'm going to play the fifth track from the ninth feedback compilation from Bug Incision. And this is four people from Calgary. We've got here Rebecca Bruton on voice and violin, Jay Crocker on guitar, John Sebastian O'Day on guitar, and Aaron Leaney on tenor sax. Okay, and this was recorded at Bug Incision. So first, here's St. Dirt Elementary School.
Thank you.
Everybody, I want to let you know what else is coming up on the Rib today. After me, of course, we've got News 101, and then Sore Throats Redux and Sore Throats Clapping Hands with Robert starts at 6. 7:30 is Exploding Head Movies with Gary, and The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker at 9. Canada Post Rock with John at midnight. I'm going to leave you with a couple more tracks by the feature today, which was St. Dirt Elementary School. This is a new album from them, Abandoned Ballroom. And I'm going to play Raccoon and Skunk Fall for Each Other and Perfect Little Ponies, the second, two last tracks on their new album. So thanks for tuning in. I'll be back next week with more. And yeah, see you then. Goodbye.